The following program is a presentation of CRN Digital Talk Radio and Les Kincaid. And now it's time for Wines du Jour with your host, Chef Les Kincaid.
Thank you for joining us on Wines du Jour. We're at the Fire Rock Steakhouse in Las Vegas, Nevada, where you should be. We're America's number one syndicated radio food and wine program. Bring you great information about good food and great wines in each and every episode. Thanks for your inquiring emails sent from your home country, from all around the world, literally, from the East Coast, from the Left Coast, from Italy, from California, from Chile, just about everywhere. Welcome. Our in-house special guest audience is both hungry and thirsty tonight. We can't wait to get started. So tonight's special guest is Jamie Snapp, who is the Assistant General Manager here at Fire Rock, and Chris Johns from the Freemark Abbey Senior Estate Manager is going to talk to me in just a few moments, along with Lisa Salgado. She is the lady with vinegar and oil. You're going to find out all about what that is a little bit later. Our program broadcasts each week, remembering that each time we reflect on what we're all about, and that is wine is food. A meal is a meal, but with a glass of wine, it's a celebration. From casual gatherings to formal affairs, wine celebrates any event. So remembering also that we discover lots of information about taste and flavor as we enjoy great food and pair it with excellent wines, because wine is bottled poetry. If this is your first time listening to Wines du Jour, stay tuned. You need to know that we do not allow snobbery or intimidation in the room during the broadcast. And Wines du Jour food and wine radio broadcast is distributed in all 50 states, all around the world via radio on CRN Digital Talk Radio Network, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, AHA Radio, and on several worldwide internet systems all around the globe. And we're also available on podcast. We're free on iTunes and listen to Wonder Radio and Warp Radio as well. If you're listening to Wines du Jour, I'm your host, Les Kincaid. So don't touch that radio dial, and we'll be back with fun, information, and great taste right here on Wines du Jour. Remember, a meal without wine is called breakfast. But first, wine improves with age. The older I get, the better I like it. Nothing wrong with that. I have on the phone from the winery up in Napa, California, Freemark Abbey, and that is Chris Johns. Chris, are you with us?
Great to be on the show. Les, can you hear me?
Chris, are you there?
I am.
You am. Hi. I'm sorry. I'm just, I can't hardly hear you. If you could, they'll raise it down here.
You don't have to
yell at all. Just speak your normal voice and we're in great shape. Listen, tell me a little bit about Freemark Abbey Winery, because the last time we were up there, you've done a lot of like $1 million or so worth of remodeling since then. Tell me a little bit about what's going on.
Absolutely. We just completed about an 18-month-long remodel on our historic building. Freemark Abbey is a little over 130 years old. We're celebrating our 130th anniversary this year. And one of the things we wanted to kind of commemorate with that is an opening of this great historic building, and really kind of showcase the wine in a new and beautiful space that honored the traditions. And so we took the historic building and removed its roof and used traditional techniques to really rebuild the whole property, but keep its historic properties and really kind of create a great venue to use that wine in. In a new fashion.
So you have a beautiful tasting room now that everybody loves. So you have to wait in line to get in, or are we doing okay?
No, we're doing great. So the great thing with this remodel is it did allow us a lot more space and a lot of different tasting venues. So we do have a tasting room which has your very traditional tasting experience where guests that know the wine very well or it's their first time can come up to the bar and experience that. But we also added a
Chris, we need to go to a break. If you'd hang on, we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Wines du Jour in Las Vegas, Nevada. Be back in just a moment.
Las Vegas. no doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas, a rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV. The only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Life TV. Made in Vegas, for all of Vegas. Vegas Life TV. Now available globally on your iPad, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Life TV. Check out VegasLifeTV.us now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. This month, Quantum Digest is on special. It's the most purified USP plant enzymes. No matter what you eat, it has the power to support its digestion. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 800-370-3447.
Listen to Healthline daily at 2:30 p.m. Pacific, 5:30 p.m. Eastern on CRN.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a good time, and we're talking with Chris Johns, who is a senior estate manager for Freemark Abbey in Napa, California. Folks, if you haven't been to Napa for a while, you need to make a trip up there. Unfortunately, they charge a little extra because they're in Napa than they do everywhere else for a tasting, but the wines are superior. And I have to tell you that Freemark Abbey is probably the number one winery in that area. No problem at all. Tell us a little bit about the location that you're in, Chris, would you?
Absolutely. The winery is just north of the town of St. Helena on Highway 29. And we're just past town in this beautifully brand new renovated stone building that dates back to just around the turn of the century. And we just completed a beautiful remodel on that and really opened up a lot more courtyard space as well as a wonderful library to showcase it. So we're just north of St. Helena if you're in the Napa Valley, right on Highway 29.
That's easy to find and no problem at all. Listen, that stone building, I have to tell you, it is gorgeous. You say it was built, when, 100 years ago?
Yeah, they started construction in the late 1890s and finished right in the early 1900s, around 1906. And it's been through several different iterations, kind of growing and expanding over the years. And that's really what we wanted to do with this remodel, kind of bring it back into one continuous building that really could showcase the wine, as well as wine and food, in a wonderful location.
Your winemaker does a beautiful job. With how many different flavors are you offering now?
So we have a whole selection of wines. We are focused mainly on Cabernet Sauvignon, and we have several different Cabernet Sauvignons. Our portfolio is about 17 different wines that are available to customers, and that changes from year to year as we allow Ted some time to expand his portfolio and offer new things like Ted's Blend, a new blend that's named after our winemaker.
But I understand.
Every year we come up with different blends, and constantly try to push what Cabernet Sauvignon from the Napa Valley, and also almost focusing heavily on Rutherford, what that can offer.
Right. Well, Rutherford is a pretty good area for growing grapes to make wine, isn't it?
It absolutely is. I think it's one of the most interesting and compelling parts of Napa Valley, and couldn't be more excited to work with the vineyards that we've been working with there for over 25 years.
Being on the western part of the Napa Valley itself, are some of your grapes facing east where they get the morning sun as opposed to the afternoon? And the reason I ask is we know, like Chardonnay as an example, would probably like the morning sun, but Cabernet Sauvignon prefers the warmer days in the afternoon, so to speak. So how does that fit for you at Freemark Abbey?
One of the things we have is we make wines from all over the Napa Valley. So we do have some vineyards that have lots of different aspects. And one of the fun things about being able to source from so many different vineyards is we're able to create blends that kind of capture what different aspects will offer and then blend those together as well as offer them in single vineyard offerings. So you can taste what each different aspect offers. So we do have vineyards that have eastern facing and western facing aspects, and showcase those in tasting so that you can see what that does to the grape, as well as what different regions in Napa Valley do to the grape, and what blends of all of those.
Well, tonight we're tasting two of your Cabernet Sauvignons. One of them is a blend is basically from Napa Valley. The other one is specifically from Rutherford in Napa Valley. So there's going to be a difference in taste, even though they both are basically Cabernet Sauvignon, but they have different additions added to it. So we're going to be anxious to see how that works. We're starting out with our Chardonnay, or your Chardonnay, I should say. Your Chardonnay is from the Napa Valley, meaning that all the grapes are grown in the Napa Valley area. The grapes, when you put them in a bottle, retails for a very reasonable price of around $30, if I'm not mistaken.
That is correct.
I have to say, this Chardonnay, I'm tasting it as we speak, is very, very interesting. And the chef here has taken what he calls a Philly roll. That would be a Philadelphia roll to most people. A Philly roll, and cut that up for us to taste with the Chardonnay. And believe it or not, it's not bad at all. And the little red sauce that he has that goes along with it just kind of finishes it off in a very nice way. One of the hardest things I think happens for Chardonnay, and that is to pair with food. And as you know, most Chardonnays are not real good food pairing Chardonnays. So when you find a good one, you want to hang on to it. And folks, I have to tell you, Freemark Abbey's 2014 Napa Valley Chardonnay is a great Chardonnay for food. Very, very good. The food is something that, what are some of the things that you like to serve with that Chardonnay?
For me, kind of to your point, it's a very flexible Chardonnay. And the way that Ted makes it does have the right balance of acidity and richness so that it can go with lots of different foods, classic pairings, like baked fish and things like that go excellent well, but I think that it's really interesting with dishes with a little bit more richness. The restaurant on site, Birds One Stone, actually did a very interesting pairing today for us, where they did a Japanese egg custard with ham, and that breakfast dish really almost paired amazingly well. So if you're looking to do breakfast with wine, I think the Chardonnay is an excellent pairing for that.
Well, you know, most people don't think of a ham to go along with Chardonnay for some reason, and it's actually a very easy meat to put with Chardonnay, whether it's baked in the oven or grilled or whatever the case may be. So that's a good choice to kind of throw in the back of your head, that when you're not sure what to serve with Chardonnay, keep ham in mind based on what you like, whether it has brown sugar or whether it has sweet potatoes or all that sort of thing with it or not, doesn't really make much difference. In fact, a nice little ham steak and a glass of Chardonnay with some French bread, you're not doing too bad for a lunch with maybe a little bit of lettuce to go along with it to make a salad, don't you think?
Absolutely.
This is a 100% Chardonnay. It's not blended with anything else, and I think that says a lot for that particular grape. $30, I think, is good. You should be able to buy it at most any retail store across the country. If you go into the retail store and they don't have Freemark Abbey wines for some reason, or they just don't happen to have that Chardonnay, tell them you want it. They can order it. The distributor can certainly get it. It's available everywhere. So don't miss out. You know, we don't talk about really good wines that are not available. So I think you'll find that Freemark Abbey is available just about everywhere, and that's what's really important. How long have you been in the business?
So I've been in the wine business for a little over 11 years now.
Ah, good.
So I actually started on the Central Coast. I went down to Cal Poly, San Luis Obispo for school, and got a little lost on my way to law school and ended up a wine and viticulture major.
And you started out at law school too, huh? I got a couple of years there myself.
Didn't quite get all the way. Started saving up for that and figured wine would be a much funner occupation. So
absolutely.
Jumped right in.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that. Well, you went to school at a good place. Southern California there, San Luis Obispo area, is very good. There's lots of great little wineries. You can find the larger ones and the smaller ones all within a 20, 30, 40-mile radius, and you can discover an awful lot about wine just being in that area, especially if you're studying it. You can really concentrate on things like the Chardonnay and the Sauvignon Blanc and the Cabernet, et cetera, et cetera. And it's amazing the difference in the taste of the grapes based on the terroir. Even though you're still in, let's say, Southern California region or Central Coast, if you will, the Santa Barbara and so on. But boy, I'll tell you, the difference is amazing when it comes to the taste. Even though you're tasting theoretically the same grape, like Chardonnay as an example, you know, people don't realize how many different kinds of Chardonnay there are. There's not just one thing called Chardonnay. There are a number of them, and each one has its own feature. And that's where they take the winemaker into tow and ask him or her to blend the different Chardonnays to come up with a taste that that winery wants to be known for. And Freemark Abbey has done just a beautiful job with this. Being 100% Chardonnay, it's not just one particular strain of Chardonnay. How many different ones do you happen to know what that is? I didn't mean to throw a curve at you, Chris, but I thought it'd be interesting to know if you did know.
Unfortunately, I don't have that for you right now.
Yeah, I don't know. I understand. I didn't mean to do that to you. But I just thought it was interesting. So many people think that there is one varietal, you know, whatever it might be, whether it's Cabernet or Merlot or Chardonnay or what have you. But there are so many different, let's call them offsprings of that particular varietal. And you'd be amazed. Sometimes there's as many as 11 different features of, let's say, like Sauvignon Blanc as an example. There might be 11 different Sauvignon Blancs blended together to get a taste that the winemaker is looking for. And let me tell you, that's where the winemaker makes their money. If they know what they're doing, they can make a product that'll really taste super, super good, or just average or not so good, depending on what they have to work with. Of course, winemakers, they're not magicians. They can't make bad taste good, but they can sure make good taste even better. And that's truly what it's all about, and why they get paid the big bucks, so to speak. Wine tasting is an art, and wine making is a bigger, stronger a problem, if you will, for an awful lot of different wineries based on so many different things. It's not just the strain, like Chardonnay, but it's also the weather, the soil, and the combination of how much rain, how much wind, how much soil conditions have nutrition in them, and so on. All of those things blend together to make a uniqueness when it comes to the taste for the wine. And I think Freemark Abbey has got a good handle on what they're doing. They've been around long enough. They've got such a beautiful place now. Everybody should go there. If you haven't been to Napa, like I said earlier, make sure that you check it out. It's a great place to visit. Make sure you put it as number one or number two on your places to stop in the Napa Valley, and I guarantee you, and the other thing I want to mention is never walk out of a winery such as Freemark Abbey with one or two bottles of wine. Always buy two or three of each varietal that you like. you will be so depressed when you get home and you open that one bottle and the doorbell rings and all of a sudden you're out of wine. And if you'd have bought two or three instead of one, you'd have been a lot better off. And then, of course, once you've had that first bottle, many times you decide, you know what, this would really go with whatever dish you might come up with. You say, you know, I think I'm going to try that. So you go make that dish and try the wine, and next thing you know, you've got three or four different dishes that you do with a particular wine. So when you've got three or four bottles in your wine cellar of the same one, that's a good thing. If not, that's a whole different story. We've got to go to a break, and Chris, I'm going to let you go. I know you're busy. Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate all the information, and we'll look you up when we come up to Freemark Abbey. Got to go to a break. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the internet right here on Wines du Jour in Las Vegas, Nevada. Be back in a moment.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous SpaExpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's SpaExpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to SpaExpectations.com now.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a good time here. This is such a beautiful steakhouse. I have to tell you, if you haven't been here, you need to check it out. It's in the northern part of town. And it's probably the best way I can explain it. And it is in a pretty big shopping center. But I have to tell you, this place, not only is it busy, but the food is incredible. We just had a beautiful Chardonnay with Freemark Abbey, as we talked about with Chris. But also, the fact that this is, I guess you'd have to call it one of the better pairings in a way, because the Philly roll doesn't really excite too many people. The Philly roll sounds like something you'd get back in New York, you know? And this isn't at all what this Philly roll is about. This is very tasty. It's a little bit on the salty side, I have to say. But other than that, it's very, very tasty, and it goes so well with this Chardonnay. And as I mentioned earlier, Chardonnay is not all that easy to pair with food. So the chef did very good choosing to put these particular items with the Chardonnay. So let's move on now, because one of the things that people don't know too much about, and it's kind of a shame, and I'm going to surprise you with some information that you probably didn't know, but more importantly, I'm going to introduce you to a lady that knows all about not only balsamic vinegar, but also olive oil. Now, olive oil, as I've told you many times here on Wines du Jour, basically is most popular coming to us from Italy. Not necessarily the best choice of olive oil here in the States, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. But more importantly, some information that I want you to know about olive oil, where it comes from, not only in Italy, but also in Southern California, as an example, but more importantly, how to pick an olive oil. We're going to do that with the store manager at Lisa Sagato. That's at Oil and Vinegar, a simple name, Oil and Vinegar, here in Las Vegas. It's a place, if you don't know where it is, we'll give you the address and so on. You need to go there and check it out. And the best thing to do is to look up Lisa when you get there. Tell her what your questions are. She'll answer them and help you pick an olive oil that's good. Lisa, thank you very much for coming by and spending some time with us this evening.
Absolutely, Les. Thanks for the invitation. It's my pleasure.
Now, just give me the overview of what you tell people basically about olive oil, and then we'll get into some more detail, okay?
Absolutely. One of the best things about oil and vinegar is that we have a sampling table that has all our on-tap oils and vinegars on a table every day that folks can come in and sample.
Wow.
Because folks should never buy an olive oil without sampling it.
Got that, folks? That's a very, very important information. You that go to the grocery store and grab olive oil off the shelf are making a major, major mistake. Now, let me just tell you a little story. I have said this on the air before, but I'm going to tell you again. A few years back, there were 9 chefs. I was one of the 9 that were invited at UNLV to take a class for a full week from the man in charge of olive oil in Italy. He came over and conducted this for a week. Basically, what he told me, or told us, I should say, is that the 5 olive oils that we tasted at the very beginning of his session were, number 1, bought down the street at the grocery store, and number 2, they were all rancid. Now, rancid olive oil is about 85% of all olive oil in America. You have rancid olive oil in your house, most likely. Please don't be offended. I'm not trying to offend you. I just want to wake you up. And I also want to let you know that rancid olive oil is not going to make you sick, but it tastes like crap. And if you don't know the difference, you'll continue eating it. You've been doing it all your life. I know I did. My mother didn't know the difference between olive oil and vinegar to start with. So to end up with rancid olive oil was no surprise, and the taste is what I was used to. When I finally, later in life, tasted and smelled good olive oil, what a world of difference. So if you don't believe what I'm telling you, take a minute here in Las Vegas, take a minute and go over and visit with Lisa. She can tell you all about it and let you taste the difference. That's the key, because the taste and the smell is what it's all about. Okay, I'm sorry, Lisa. Go ahead and tell us some more.
No, absolutely. We are a new store in downtown Summerlin. We opened in May, and this is a Dutch company, and 11 countries or more are represented in the store. But we absolutely have olive oils from all over the world, from California to South Africa, Italy, Portugal, Spain, Morocco, Greece. So our store is very well represented in regards to Worldwide olive oil sampling.
That sounds great. I just want to tell you from my own personal experience, is that if I had to choose olive oil from around the world, I would pick them from different countries. One of them would certainly be Spain as one of my favorite. Another would be Greece is another one of my favorites. Italy, of course, works out very well. And then also the good old U.S. of A. Now, I have to tell you, even though there's some great olive oil coming out of Southern California. Okay, we got to go to break. I didn't realize we were running that long. So we'll be back. I'll tell you a little bit more right after these messages. Be back in a moment. Laser therapy system that Dr. Schiff.
Invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422. Located in the heart of Maui's premier resort, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'ulei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California, the number one Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's features specialty salads, homemade pastas, chicken dishes, supreme seafood, meatballs, and award-winning pizzas, thin or thick crust. And October is National Pizza Month, so come join us for traditional pizzas or any style pizza you desire. And this month we feature our new Sicilian garbage pizza. It includes everything but the kitchen sink. And don't forget our fresh-baked hot homemade bread with delicious dipping sauces, Kalamata olive or sun-dried tomato. Sunday is our champagne brunch, just $18.95. Over 20 scrumptious items, including fresh baked Belgian waffles and omelets made to order. For dessert, we have tiramisu flowing in from Italy, homemade cannolis, and more. Angelo's and Vinci's is your destination for private parties, weddings, birthday parties, and all holiday events. 20,000 square feet of fun and food, and voted best Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Lunch and dinner 7 days a week, 714-879-4022.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're talking with Lisa Segato, who is the lady that runs and owns a place that I want you to go to if you live here in the Las Vegas area or Southern Nevada. It's called Oil and Vinegar. And actually, it's easy to find. It's on Sage Park Drive. Okay, I'll tell you more about it. You can go online and find that. But Oil and Vinegar is the name of the store, and Lisa was telling us before we went to the break a little bit about olive oil, and I was telling you a little bit about what I know from my experience about the rancid and so on and so forth, but there's a lot more to it than just rancid, and I'm going to ask Lisa to tell us a little bit more, if you would.
Well, as I was speaking with Les in regards to the similarities with olive oil and winemaking and having the climate, the soil where the trees face, which direction, and the sun create the different complexities and flavor in regards to olive oil, just like with wine. And just like with wine, pairing with food and elevating that dining experience, olive oil does the same with your cooking and experience when you're making your food. And then having that really good quality extra virgin olive oil allows you to have really great food to provide for yourself and your family.
Right. Well, I think that's important to know that there's more than one kind of olive oil other than just good and bad. and that means that the terroir, you know, that's what we call it in the wine industry, where we talk about the weather and the soil and all the different amenities that happen on a piece of a vineyard, let's say, as to why the grapes grow and taste a certain way. It's not just the varietal that's planted in the vineyard. It is the terroir around it. And it's this very same thing with olive oil. Olives are not hard to find. Good olives are also a little more difficult, but I just wanted to mention about olive oil is when you choose olive oil, and this is something that Lisa can give you more information on, is that you don't just buy by color. Certain olives are green and other olives are not. When olives are basically ripe, they usually turn dark or black. That doesn't make it a better one. It just makes it a riper one, which means the flavor is a little more potent. The green is strictly a particular varietal, and it has nothing to do with the quality of the olive oil. Kind of a surprise. I want to hold on for just a moment because we got a chance to get the assistant manager out here. And the reason I'm saying that is this place is jammed, and she's very, very busy. Her name is Jamie Snapp, and she's the assistant general manager here at Fire Rock. And I just want to, first of all, thank you very much for allowing us to share your hospitality by coming here and enjoying your good food and your hospitality. Thank you very much, Jamie.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for coming in.
Tell us a little bit about your restaurant. It's very popular, so you must be doing something right.
Some of our mottos here is we like to give five-star service at three-star prices.
Aha, good
so
idea.
That's a concept people like to enjoy here.
Yeah, that's good.
We also are upper casual, so we are not fine dining. You do not have to get too fancy to come and have a nice dinner.
You don't need
dinner.
A shirt and tie if you don't want
no,
to. You need a shirt,
not.
But not a tie.
That is correct.
Yeah.
We also wood fire all of our proteins, so our burgers, our steaks, our salmon, most of our fish is all cooked over an oak fire
ooh,
grill.
So that's good. You know, when it comes to barbecue, oak is the most popular wood used for typical meat products like beef and pork. On the other hand, things like alder wood and so on are used for fish products if you're going to barbecue. So oak is a good product to have your steaks cooked by. In fact, the hotter, the better. And let me just mention something here that most people aren't aware of. And that is, we all have the name, what is that from Texas? Mesquite. Everybody thinks mesquite is the answer to good steaks. Sorry, folks, that ain't true. Mesquite is only one piece of wood. And mesquite grows, it's actually a bush. It's not a tree like oak or those, and it doesn't have the flavor that it could have. But what it does do, and this is why it's so popular with things like steak, is that it burns very, very hot. And believe me, when you're doing steaks, the hotter, the better. So that's why mesquite is popular with Texans and the steaks, not because it has good flavor. So please understand what I'm telling you and get back to the oak or some other type of wood if you're looking for flavor in your meat. Okay, that's enough of that. You open 7 days a week, lunch, dinner, breakfast too,
yeah,
or no?
Yeah, we are open Monday through Sunday from 11 a.m. until 12 a.m. We have a happy hour from 4 to 6. We have, we're in the works of working out a brunch possibly.
Ooh.
So we're hoping to launch that towards the end of December. So for the holidays, Christmas and New Year's Eve, we're
That'll
trying to get it developed by then. So it'll be very, very exciting to see some of the changes.
One of the things I wanted to mention, because I happen to know that it's very important to get in early if you're going to have a party or any type of, whether it's a Christmas party, birthday party, whatever the case may be, office party, you need to book it quick. So they need to contact you right now and not next month or two.
I book probably 3 to 4 large parties a day.
Is that right?
Yes. We've got a lot of events coming up. We can do a party anywhere from 14 to 50 people or more. So you just need to contact me, Jamie, Snap, at Fire Rock Steakhouse, and I can take care of any of your party needs.
That sounds really good. We've got to go to a break. Thank you, Jamie. I know you are busy, but thanks so much for the help and coming out here. And we're going to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit with Lisa Salgado. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the internet right here on Wines du Jour.
For some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation, do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous spaexpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's spaexpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to spaexpectations.com now.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange ruffy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're talking with Lisa Salgado of Oil and Vinegar. We're talking basically about good old olive oil. It sounds awful simple. A couple things I want to mention before I turn it back over to Lisa to give us some more information. And number one, do not buy large quantities of olive oil when you go to the store. I don't care if it's on sale or not. It's going to be rancid long before it's gone. that don't make sense to me, so I hope it doesn't make sense to you. That's probably the important thing. And if it's on sale, question as to why it's on sale. Is it old? And if it's old, do you want to buy it, have it sit in your shelf for 6 months? The answer to me is absolutely not. In fact, let me just mention, olive oil, according to the people that manufacture olive oil all around the world, say that from the time the olive oil is put in the bottle with a cap on it until it's probably rancid, even though it hasn't even been opened, is less than 6 months. So if you've got olive oil that you've had for a couple years, don't even think about it. Get rid of it and replace it. And the way to replace it is to go to a store like the oil and vinegar here that Lisa has and buy fresh olive oil, and then you know that it's not going to be rancid in a week or so. And don't buy large quantities. I don't care if it's half price. It doesn't make sense unless you use an awful lot of olive oil, and 99% of us do not. Don't buy the large quantity, okay? It just isn't going to be for you. It's your taste. It's not my money, and it's not my taste. But I'm just telling you, it's to your advantage to do it that way. Okay, Lisa, tell us a little bit more about olive oil that you're concerned with, because you have it literally, as you mentioned, from all around the world.
Correct. And I just want to make sure that the consumer knows that how important it is to, as Les has mentioned, to sample that and make sure that you buy it in an appropriate size bottle. And I think that's one of my favorite things about oil and vinegar as a store owner, is that I can present my customers with a variety of bottles that reflect their style and their size that they want to buy. And then they can have me fill that, and they can bring that clean dry bottle back to the store when they're done with that oil and have another oil filled. And then
That's cool. You can reuse the bottle.
Exactly.
Wow.
And that's a really nice thing. You can get different oils and even vinegars. And my vinegar selection is as amazing as my olive oil selection. And also, to make sure that you always purchase an extra virgin olive oil, that it doesn't reflect the words light or just olive oil, that you say extra virgin.
That's a really good point, you know, because I got the biggest kick out of when they first, well, I shouldn't say first, but 15 years ago or so, they came out with light olive oil. And I thought, light olive oil? And what it was, do you know what light means when they say light olive oil? It's lighter than their regular olive oil. Has nothing to do with quality or taste. It's only the color. It's lighter in color. Come on. That's a little bit silly, and we're dumb enough to believe it, as if you know what I'm saying. Nothing personal. You understand what I'm saying. But that's just a shame that that's the sort of thing that's going on around the country. Not just in Las Vegas. Believe me, it's everywhere. So save your bottle. Refill it at olive oil.
Oil and vinegar.
Oil and vinegar, I'm sorry. Refill it at oil and vinegar, and I'm just telling you, you're going to love it. And my suggestion is listen to Lisa and pick two or three different olive oils in small bottles to use for certain things. Like maybe example, you might have your vinaigrette. You might want to use one olive oil. But if you're going to put a little olive oil over your steak, as an example, you might want a completely different olive oil, a different taste. And that's what Lisa can help you with. And you can taste it right there. You don't have to buy it and then try it, if you know what I mean. So I think that's a pretty good thing. Now, I just want to mention that our wine number two that we're tasting as we speak, number one, the food I mentioned earlier is a meatball. The meatball is, you know, fairly simple. It's not anything complicated. It has a nice little red sauce on it, but it goes very, very well with this Freemark Abbey Rutherford Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon. Now, I also mentioned that there's more than just Cabernet Sauvignon in this, and I'm going to tell you real quick, like, what it's all about. 83.2% is Cabernet Sauvignon, 8.3% is Merlot, 4.6% is Petit Verdot, and 3.9% is Cab Franc. Now, that may surprise some of you and say, why all that? what they're trying to do, or what the winemaker is trying to do when he starts blending a little bit of this and a little bit of that, is to come up with a certain taste to go with some things that that winemaker has in mind. Now, our third wine is also a Cabernet Sauvignon, but it's a different blend. And when we come back from our break, I'm going to tell you a little bit about that and how that works, and the food that the chef has paired with it, because it ain't a meatball. That's a good thing, or at least I think it is. So, I want to mention also that this Fremark Abbey Rutherford Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon retails for about $70. You can taste it. It's really, really good. About $70. Now, the third one is a whole different program. It's also a blend, as I mentioned earlier, but it's got a little different combination, and we'll talk about that when we come back from our break. How much time do we have before we go to a break? Okay, I'm pretty close. I thought so, but I wasn't sure. I think that people understand that food and wine go together, and that wine is food. A meal is a meal, but with a glass of wine, it's a celebration. From casual gatherings to formal affairs, wine celebrates any event. So sit back and relax, enjoy a little wine, enjoy a little bit of food, and you know, if you haven't fired up your grill, now's a good time to do it if you're going to be serving Cabernet or Merlot or one of those. Got to go to a break, so don't go away. We'll be back right after this.
Las Vegas. No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas. A rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV. The only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Life TV. Made in Vegas, for all of Vegas. Vegas Life TV. Now available globally on your iPad, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Live TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now. Vegas Live TV.
As we are all aware, restaurants and celebrity chefs come and go. But one restaurant is constant, El Cholo. Hi, this is Larry Elder. Since 1923, the original El Cholo on Western Avenue and those in La Habra, Santa Monica, downtown L.A., Anaheim Hills, and the latest Corona Del Mar have served millions of loyal fans and multiple generations. If you've dined there, you know the reason why. It's those fresh green corn tamales, Carmen's historic nachos, the margaritas, and so much more. Treat yourself and dine at a restaurant you really want to go to, not one where you're supposed to go to. El Cholo. I know I do.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. That's 800-989-1361.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Back to Wines du Jour. We're having a good time here, and I'm telling you, the food and the wine are absolutely outstanding this evening. Of course, we've got the Fire Rock Steakhouse here in Las Vegas. Actually, it's downtown Summerlin. Well, I don't know about downtown, but it's a Summerlin area, right? What do you call it? Just northwest. Okay, sorry.
Centennial.
It's hard to see where the lines are. But I have to tell you that the Oil and Vinegar store is in downtown Summerlin. Easy to find, and definitely you're making a mistake if you don't go over there and check it out. Lisa will be there probably. She's there from sun up to sundown, from what we used to call in the construction business. We used to call it from can't see to can't see. That means they're there all day. So anyway, I wanted to mention that this wine, I talked to you about what the percentages were. I told you that it was about $70 a bottle. That ain't a joke, folks. It is worth it. You have to try it. But the third wine, which is coming up here shortly, is a Cabernet Sauvignon from Fremark Abbey also, and also, again, from Napa Valley. But it's not from the same region. It's different parts of Napa. And incidentally, when they say Napa Valley, that means that all the grapes in the bottle must come from the Napa Valley area. If they are more specific and tell you a particular vineyard, then all the grapes must come from that particular vineyard and nowhere else. So when they say California, as an example, this is a Cabernet Sauvignon from California, that tells you that the grapes come from and probably come from every part, north, south, east, and west of California, all blended together. So that generally means that the price retail is going to be quite a bit less than the one that is, like, as an example, from Napa Valley from Rutherford. Rutherford being a specific area in the Napa Valley. Got the idea? I mean, it's not complicated, but it's important to know, because sometimes you say, why is that so expensive? Well, it's because the demand for that particular area is pretty high, and there's only so many grapes grown in that particular area, and 100% of the grapes that are in that area are in that bottle. From nowhere else can they be added. Now, the Fremark Abbey Napa Valley Cabernet that I mentioned that we're about to taste is a 2012, and it's 95.5% Cabernet Sauvignon. It is 16% Merlot, 3% Cag Franc, 2% Petit Verdot, and 2% Malbec. Now, the Malbec is, to me, even though it's 2%, is the final cost, if you will, of why it's a little less expensive. And it retails for about, I think, around $44 a bottle, retail. So that's not bad at all. And I have to tell you, if you love steak or you love chops, you like to grill, this is a great Cabernet Sauvignon to include with the food that you might be doing that with. I don't know how much other information I can give you this evening, other than you need to know about Lisa Saldago and her oil and vinegar in downtown Summerlin. Beautiful place, good information, very knowledgeable lady, and she's happy to share everything she knows, and she'll tell you how to make it happen for the best for you. We've got to go. We're running out of time, so I want to thank you very much for listening to Wines as You're here at Fire Rock Steakhouse. We're America's number one syndicated food and wine radio show, and we broadcast each week at this very same time. If you enjoyed tonight's broadcast, tell everybody you know, and tune in next week at this very same time. I want to say thank Jamie Snapp from Fire Rock and Chris Johns, senior estate manager from Fremark Abbey. Also, I want to thank my broadcast engineer, Jeremy Knight, for all of his work and for choosing and listening to Wines du Jour from the left coast, from the east coast, and all around the world on the internet from Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm Les Kincaid. Good night, everybody.